Flory Nicoy is research director at Primary Children's Medical Center Inpatient Division and is leading the study, which will involve 10 Utah health clinics and hundreds of local families. Nicoy says this project puts parents in the driver's seat so they can control their child's asthma symptoms rather than the other way around.
Our approach is to do a proactive management by involving parents in a weekly assessment of their child's asthma symptoms, so that we can catch warning signs early and then act before they have an asthma attack.
Parents recruited for the study will be given an online tracking tool. Every week, they answer some basic questions about their child's symptoms. The tool guides parents to recognize warning signs of asthma attacks in order to prompt interventions. Nicoy says the information collected on children can be overlaid with air quality data and environmental triggers to recognize patterns and personalize care. Bernhard Fossel is a pediatrician at Primary Children's and a partner in the research project. He says this tool gives doctors much more complete information about their patients.
We changed the entire system of how asthma care is being delivered. Rather than waiting for something bad to happen, we give you information that you didn't have before. You actually know what's going on with your patient's lungs, and you can make an informed decision. And at the same time, the parent has information about the child's asthma symptoms they didn't have before.
In addition to improving care, Fossel says this approach can cut costs by reducing the number of hospital and ER visits. The research project will take place over 3 years, and researchers hope the tool will be rolled out nationwide. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.